Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Sunday with us. And we are looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in prayer by Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen. The Lord, at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you tonight asking you for mercy and for grace. We humble our hearts, O God, and we ask that you will search us. Lord, whatever is not pleasing to you, Lord, be merciful and forgive us. Take it away from us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you will stretch forth your mighty hand and lay your hand up. We need a touch from you tonight, Lord. We need strength, O God, and we need power, O Lord Jesus. We need you, Lord, to lift the heavy burden, O God. We need you to stop by here, Lord, and make your holy visitation in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we are praying tonight that you will give comfort and consolation to the bereaved family, Lord. Look upon them right now. Look on the Edmonds family. Lord, please comfort them. Be close to them right now and carry them through during this difficult time. In the name of Jesus, we know you are able, my God. Look on all the bereaved families, Lord. Anyone who has lost someone close to them, look on them tonight, Lord, and be close to them, oh God, and let them know that you're there to carry them through and that they're not alone. Oh, blessed Savior, have mercy tonight. We pray, God, that you will speak to somebody's heart and give them a mind to turn from their ways. Oh, Lord God, prick their heart. Break up their stony heart. In the name of Jesus, save souls, Lord God. Somebody the mind to turn from the world. We know you're able to do all things, Lord, and there's nothing impossible for you. There's nothing too hard for you, oh God. We are praying tonight that you will send healing to those who are sick, my God, and afflicted in the name of Jesus. Stop by, Lord, and lay your hand on them. Raise them up, Lord Jesus. Save, Lord God. Make whole right now. Oh, Lord, forgive sins and blot out transgressions. In the name of Jesus, Lord, work miracles, work wonders. Let your name be glorified. Let your name be lifted up all around the world. Oh, Lord God, we bless your holy name. Lord, we ask, God, that you will bless this ministry, that you will look on the Gospel Truth ministry, that you will let it grow and prosper even more, that you will let it reach souls near and far. Oh, Lord God, somebody's out there listening tonight, needing to hear a word from you. Since they may hear your word and obey, oh, God, have mercy tonight. Be merciful, Lord Jesus, and remember those who are on the prayer list one by one, name by name. All the prayer lists all around the world, you know all about it, Lord. You know just what to do. You know how to work things out. And we're depending on you, Lord. We're looking to you. We believe you tonight, Lord. We're taking you at your word. And we count it as done. And we give you thanks. We bless your holy name. We thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you for the moving of your spirit, Lord. We thank you. Thank you, touch, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the manifestation of your spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Praise you, oh God. Now, Lord, we ask that you accept our prayer. We ask it in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Cheryl Hameen. And at this time, I'm going to read the opening scripture, and I'm going to be reading the 100 number of Psalms. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 100 number of Psalm, verses 1 through 5. May God bless the reading of his word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful Psalm being read by Sister Cheryl and the prayer being prayed. And we want to thank you again for tuning into the Gospel, which was broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. You can also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Prayer Works Ministry with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 563-999-3634. Folks, Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. We also want to continue prayer for the souls that are on our prayer list. Please keep in prayer the bereaved Edmond family, Teresa Ray, Kimmy, Ronald Edmond and his wife, Joel Paldo, and the bereaved Paldo family, A.B., Katrina Jones, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Evangelist Linda Paldo, Muhammad Hameen in the prayer circle, Susie Williams, Tawana Williams, Evangelist Martha Colbreth and the bereaved Colbreth family, the bereaved Thompson family, the bereaved Edmond, Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, the Lyons Capoletti family, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, and pray for those who are requesting prayer. Forgive me for saying the bereaved Edmond family twice. I wanted to make sure that I had them on our prayer list as they lost her father. So we want to definitely keep them in our prayers. And at this time, you're going to ask if Sister Cheryl would render a selection unto the Lord. God bless you, Sister Cheryl.
Press on, press on. There's a blessing in your pressing. Press on, press on, press on. There's a blessing in your pressing. Press on, pray on, pray on. There's a blessing in your praying. Pray on. Pray on, pray on. There's a blessing in your praying. Pray on, sing on, sing on. There's a blessing in your singing. Sing on, sing on, sing on. There's a blessing in your singing, sing on. Preach on, preach on. There's a blessing in your preaching, preach on. Preach on, preach on. The blessing in your preaching, preach on. Press on, There's a blessing in your presence, press on. Press on. Press on. There's a blessing in your presence, press on. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Pray on, preach on, sing on. There's a blessing in it all. We're doing it unto the Lord. And it, you might say, well, this is just a little bit, but little as much if God is in it. So if you're doing it, keep on doing it. There's a blessing in it. Amen. And I do believe that Evangelist Cynthia is on. I know she normally, she might have a song. I don't want to overlook her. Amen. She does have a song that she would like to sing. Amen. So if you have a song.
Yes. Amen. The song was saying.
Amen. Amen.
So I'll sing another song.
Your blessings come in through. Your blessings come in through. He'll pour you out a blessing. You won't have room to receive. Your blessings come in through. Your healing is coming through. Oh, healing is coming through. Oh, he'll pour you out a blessing. You won't have room to receive. Your blessing's coming through. It's coming through. It's coming through. Your blessing is coming through. Oh, he'll pour you out a blessing. You won't have room to receive. Your blessing's coming through. Your breakthrough's coming through. Oh, your breakthrough is coming through. Oh, he'll pour you out a blessing. You won't have room to receive. Your breakthrough is coming through. It's 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 coming through. Oh, your blessing's coming through. Your blessing's coming through. Pour you out a blessing you won't have to receive. Your blessing's coming through.
Amen. Your blessing's coming through. Amen.
Yes, go ahead.
Amen. I'm gonna, you know, just saying that's an appropriate song. Your blessing is coming through, but you have to press on. You got to pray on. God, he'll pour us out a blessing we won't have room to receive. Your blessing is coming through. It's here. I'm grateful for those selections right after each other. They matched. They were very appropriate together. And at this time, we're going to broadcast to the hands of Evangelist Mabel Edmond. God bless Evangelist name.
Praise the Lord. Good evening. God bless you. And thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast on tonight. Now we're going to get ready for the Word of God. Praise God. God's word is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Glory to God. Let us hear our hearts for a word of prayer just before the message.
At this time, we want you to put your minds on Jesus, remembering whatever it is that you need. God's got it tonight. God's got whatever you need. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you would look upon each and every soul, Lord, under the sound of our voice as this radio broadcast goes out tonight. We want you to touch somebody's mind, Lord. Touch somebody's heart, Jesus. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, we know the heart of healing for both body and soul. No, my God, we don't just want you to heal the body, but we want you to heal the soul, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give somebody a mind to call on your name, to turn from the error of the way, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, look on them one by one, and name by name. Look on all of those that are on the family, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we want you to help. being with you once again tonight, and we're right here in the studio, and we're going to go right to the Word of God tonight. Let us go to the book of 2 Timothy, the second chapter,
praise God,
and begin with the first verse.
Thank you, my Lord.
Settle therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also.
Yes, sir.
Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Glory, hallelujah.
Praise God.
If I were to be a soldier,
So let us
prepare our hearts for a word of prayer as Dr. Evangelist Cynthia Edmonds comes forth to lead us in a word of prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come to the name of our Son Jesus. Thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for your love and your kindness, Lord. Thank you for that opportunity, Lord. Oh, my Father, to come before you in prayer, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Look down on us with compassion, God. Have mercy upon our souls, Lord. Forgive sins, my God. In the name of Jesus, have your eternal way, Lord. Let your will be done, Father. In the name of Jesus, help us to endure, my God. I know that you're able, Lord. That we could go through tests and trials, my God. Oh, my Father, you promised never to leave us and never to forsake us, my God. We know that you're with us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us to bear it, my God. I know that you're able, God. Look on those listening tonight, God. Touch right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, lift the heavy burdens, Lord. I know you're able, God. Deliver the bound, Lord. Set the captive free, God. In the name of Jesus, bind every evil foul spirit, Lord, that seeks to hinder, God. Oh, my God, I know you're able, Lord. Move right now, God. Move in the midst of your people, God. Oh, Father, make yourself known the more, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy tonight, God. Have mercy on that soul, God, that delivers to hell, Lord. Have mercy right now, Lord. Jesus, I know you're able, God. That soul, Lord, that is in a hospital sick, God. Have mercy, Lord. Raise them up, Father. I know you're able, Lord. Go into the mental institution, Father. Have mercy right now, Lord. Restore the mind, Lord. Go into the jail cell, God. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, give somebody a tender heart, Lord. Deliver my God. Take the prison wall, my God. Cause somebody to fall out with their ways, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, I know you're able, Lord. Have mercy right now, God. Let your will be done, Lord. Look on the every band of God. Right now, God. Comfort us, the soul, Lord. Help us, my God. In the name of Jesus, take us here, Lord. I know you're able, God. Have your eternal word in our lives, Lord. Save the unsaved, God. Oh, Father, deliver to my God. Help us now, Lord. I'm going to move, God. Get on help, Lord. Help us to do your will, Lord. Help us to stand, God. In glad and evil days, Lord. Help us to go through, Father. In the name of Jesus. Help us to stand on your word, Lord. Oh, Father, I know you're able, God. Move, my God. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Put hearts unto repentance, my God. In the name of Jesus. Have your way tonight, God. Look on the youth of the world, God. Save them, Lord Jesus. The youth of the church, God. Save, Lord. I know you're able, God. Let your will be done, Lord. All those that are on the prayer list, God, that are requesting a special prayer, God, do it right now, Lord. We know that you're able, God. Whatever the request is, my God, grant it according to your will, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on the President of the United States, God. Touch right now, God. Look on Ukraine, God. The President of Russia, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Move, Lord. Look on Congress, God. Touch their minds, God. In the name of Jesus, have your eternal way, God. I know that you're able, God. Continue to bless this broadcast, Lord. Let your will be done and have your eternal way, God. Father, make ways and open up doors for thine people, God. In the name of Jesus, I know that you're able, God. Somebody's crying out for help tonight, God. Oh, Father, somebody's crying out for help tonight, God. Help tonight, Lord Jesus. Get on help, my God. Get on help, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, touch right now, God. I know that you're able, God. Oh, Father, let your will be done and have your eternal way, God. Move in signs and wonders and work miracles, God. Oh, Father, bless us and we shall be blessed, God. Keep us and we shall be kept, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of the Father. In the name of Father, Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the prayer. I tell you, we're living in times now. We need to pray. Glory to God. I just thank God for that prayer. I thank the Lord for the word of God that came forth, exhorting us to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to open up the floor for our evangelist to give way for remarks and exhortations. God bless you.
For the word of God coming to evangelist Michelle, and their heart is that a good soldier of Jesus Christ. This is what we have to do. We have to endure, not like the coward soldiers, like she said, but a good soldier. If you're a good soldier, then you will endure, because this is your life. There are many things we can be entangled with while we're in this battle, but if we stop warring to be entangled with those things, how can we fight? Like, how can we fight the enemy when we're battling financial security? We can't fight fully when we're battling work and home stability or anything like that. But we have to be good soldiers and endure. Keep on fighting. Keep on. Just keep on going. There is a reward in the end. Amen. Be encouraged. And eventually, though, keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord and thank God for the powerful message. It's a message to the people of God to be strong in the Lord. Amen. To be a good soldier. We have to maintain our ground. We cannot let the enemy make us back down. Praise the Lord. But we are to be strong for the Lord, because somebody said in a song they were singing about God don't want, and he can't use no coward soldiers.
Amen.
So put off your strength and go on for the Lord. Praise God. Be encouraged. Amen. We just thank the Lord in this too. We are going through many, many different things, and we are faced with many things, but the Lord will surely see us through. So let's be that strong, bold soldier for the Lord, and know that he will not forsake us. He'll be there for us. He will fight the battle for us. Praise God. So we just have to hold on and keep on going forward. As amen. Everyone be encouraged. Please take the word of God in for yourself and live by it. I enjoyed hearing the word on tonight. And I also enjoyed both songs that we sang. Yeah, it is indeed a praise God. We thank God for all things. I ask you to keep us in your prayers. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Thank God for our evangelists. Thank God for the remark to them. And I want our evangelists and Sister Cheryl to continue working for the Lord, because working for the Lord will pay off. And know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Praise the Lord. We thank God for every one of our radio listeners. We invite you to tune in again on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. We have oldies for goodies in the gospel. We hope you have been encouraged, and we thank you for this service on tonight. We are yet at that you pray for the Edmund family as we go through our time of bereavement. And those of you that can get a word of prayer through, just keep praying for us. And if that's all, we say thank you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.